Hello, hello, and welcome to the Dirty Folk Podcast. I am Harper the Fox, one of the co-hosts of this podcast. And if you're digging this podcast, you are going to absolutely love my partner Max's book, Bastard, A Mushroom Trip. It's a fantastic read. It's my favorite book. So go buy it, dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
Welcome to another episode of Dirty Folk Podcast, where we use a random word generator to generate three words, which we then enter into a search on Pornhub and share with you whatever we find.
The good, the bad, the horrifying.
Mostly the bad to horrifying. so far. I thought there'd be some sexiness when we decided to do the podcast, but I almost always finish less horny than horny. Sex is such a specific, what you like, what turns you on for porn, because I can use porn to masturbate. I love using porn to masturbate. I am so baffled by what's been going on. But anyway, I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox. We are both amateur porn stars.
That's
and
correct.
Are therefore the most qualified to guide you through this trip through Pornhub.
Yes.
So distracted by this ad. We have Pornhub pulled up right now, and there's one of the sidebar ads that's like the sort of sped up GIF version of a porn. This woman is actually pulled through a wall at one point in this video.
Like, she's kind of butt bumped. It's like a sitcom-y comedy, and then she's like, fuck. Yeah, oh, she gets pulled through it.
Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, we're not like going over this video. I can't look at anything else.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Today's words are slant, wake, speed.
Oh.
Are you ready to hit the button?
Slant, wake, speed.
Let's
go.
All right. What do we have first here? We got DDLG role play. I don't know what that means.
That's like Dom, Daddy, Little Girl.
Okay. Wake up and fuck daddy, erotic audio for women.
Okay.
I'm going to open that one. That's,
yeah,
that's
way
different.
I've done an erotic audio and I really like it. It's
okay.
A great premise where like you can get into some fucked up stuff, but not have it actually happening to anybody.
Okay.
I love it.
Wake up sex and ruined orgasm. Teen girlfriend ruins his orgasm before college.
Let's give it a whirl.
All right. Before college, like he's about to leave for college? Or does he have class? I don't know. All right, let's scoot down the page a little bit. See here. Let's see.
Lots of like wake up sex. Lots of that.
A lot of ruined though. Okay, this is a 3-minute one. So cruel, ruined speed hand job by the Magic Muffin.
The Magic Muffin?
I'm opening that one. We're going to see what the Magic
Muffin
is. All
right, shall we go to page 10 for our fourth?
Do we have four? Okay. There is a high-speed fuck machine thing here, but it's a no-face girl. Yeah, you pretty much get the idea. She is basically being shot to the ceiling by a fuck machine.
Well, and it's a can't stop squirting video.
Yeah. I can't stop pissing. I mean,
Max
squirting.
Has strong feelings about squirting. Okay. We've got a wake and bake bong hits video.
What else do we got here?
There's a pregnant lady waking up.
Okay. We got a lot of hand job stuff. I want to just see this because this seems
amazing. She can make him come in 23 seconds with her speed hand job.
Let's see, because the video
she is the Usain Bolt of hand jobs.
The video is she uses steroids. Inside track joke.
Hey.
I have no proof that he uses steroids. Did he fail a drug test? I don't know.
I don't know. You're gonna make the accusation anyway.
That's right. She could make him come in, but the video is 2 minutes and 50 seconds long. So what else do you think we're gonna get in there?
Him just rolling around on his bed in his own jizz going, wah!
Because his dick is just broken from that point on. She'll make you come in 23 seconds, but that's the last time you're ever going to get to use that dick.
Yep.
Is it worth it?
We'll find out.
We're about to start DDLG roleplay, wake up and fuck daddy, erotic audio for women. Harper's excited.
I'm excited. We'll see if Max likes it, because this is for fucking women.
For women.
Get out of my safe space,
girly.
Ya man.
It's too girly. what's your horniness level at right now?
Horniness level at a 2.
2, yeah.
2 out of 10.
I'm right there. Although, no, I'm going to put it up to 3, because just reading she can make him come in 23 seconds with her speed hand job. Bump me up a number.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to 3 her to 2. Here we go.
Hi there. It's me, Harper the Fox, again. I still really want you to buy dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Fun fact, when you go and check out this book, you'll notice that bastard has an exclamation point behind it, like a swanky fucking Broadway musical. I'm the reason that there's an exclamation point behind bastard. That was my idea. So go buy the book.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
We got like a minute into that.
Do we have to keep going? I am physically creeped out.
Okay. You give your impressions, I'll give mine.
It's like weird, that weird 5D audio shit where it's like we both have headphones on and it's like the voice is fucking moving around our heads the whole time while it's whispering, so it's like all a horror movie, and it's just like, daddy knows you're awake. Daddy knows you're awake because you're moving that sweet little pussy against daddy's cock. Oh baby, daddy knows you're awake, stop playing. And it's just, but it's just like I can't even do it because you're not gonna be able to hear, but it's just running around my brain like it's circling me. It's like fucking Pennywise the clown trying to fuck me. It's horrifying. I'm a minute in, I'm like, I have fucking horror chills. Look at my face, Harper. Look at my face.
He's horrified.
That's the worst one we've ever done. I hated that.
Okay. My impressions. I am surprised by how horrified you are. I hate the audio. Like the running around the head is rough. The thing that got me way more, though, is, like, the video starts out with this. It is, like, a horror movie. Daddy knows you're awake. And, like, I was surprised to hear a dude's voice. Like, I don't know exactly why I was expecting it to be a woman, but it's a dude's voice. And the thing that really got me is, I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, wet pussy sounds or kissing sounds, but there's this constant, like, and I hate mouth sounds. Absolutely hate them.
It's 83% upvoted. Almost 300,000 views. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Max, I'm not done.
I can't help it, Harper. It was touching me. It physically touched me.
And you don't want daddy to touch you?
No, it touched me in a horrible way. It's like I felt his fucking dirty fingernails running along my chest. Fucking
okay.
Horrible.
So the end of my impression is, once we got past the weird mouth sounds and like this dude started talking like a normal human being.
When did that happen?
He like started to talk in a deeper register at about like 30 or 45 seconds. I started to get into it. Like I was more into it by the end. I will reiterate, I hate the audio quality.
All right, it's like 9 minutes and 37 seconds long. For you guys, for you listeners, I'm gonna skip to 6 minutes and we'll get right back. We're gonna see. Oh, I don't know. Okay, here we go.
Hello, it's Harper the Fox again. I still want you to buy Bastard, A Mushroom Trip. It is just packed full of fun adventure and gorgeous sentimental moments. I love the dog. Guys, seriously, I love the dog in this book. And I love the man who wrote it. So go support my man. Support my man, and in doing so, put food in my mouth. Nope.
Let's see, I was more comfortable with that.
No, the fucking squelching sounds. Oh, the wet sounds, and like, okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and share an impression here. I was starting to get into it when this guy was like starting to talk in a deeper register. He was talking more like a man. But like now that we're getting into the actual sex, he's doing this like, oh yeah, you like daddy's cock in your little gut. It's like this. I hate the way he talks. I am into a nope.
He sounds like he's
solid
from the Midwest.
Nope. He sounds...
Yeah, he does. You know it.
No, I don't get that at
you
all.
You know it.
Like, yeah, I'm not into it anymore. I was like,
I don't understand.
I was tepidly okay with it, and now I am just not okay with it.
All right. Then we have Wake Up, Sex, and Ruined Orgasm. Teen GF ruins his orgasm before. Oh, by the way,
before college.
Horniness level, I'm at never will be horny again.
Okay. I'm at a one.
One. Okay. We'll be right back with the next one.
Yeah, and we're back.
Clickbait bullshit.
Was clickbait. This was like, okay, so the video begins with very loud, like, Kevin McCloyd stock music that's like,
people probably don't know what
cellos and
it's like free music. It's very upbeat. Like, we're about to like enter like the opening scene of a rom-com at like a garden party.
Right, except it's a dude who's like rolling over and looking at his girlfriend's thonged ass.
Yeah, it's one of those thongs with like the sort of lacy, flowery, big waistbands,
mm-hmm.
and then like the strap thong down. And it's like do 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 do.
Yeah. So. Yeah, pretty standard fare, like, wake up sex. He starts to, like, sort of finger her a little bit, and then he switches to, like, putting his dick inside her. He's using, I think, some version of the GoPro headset filming method, because he has both hands free, but you get a lot of, like, his sort of choppy, whooshy, heavy breathing.
Yeah, which
in
happens
the camera.
In our videos, too.
Right, which, like, it does remind me why, like, if and when I watch porn myself, I always go for GIFs or video with the sound off.
Oh, interesting. I rarely watch porn with audio.
Yeah.
As well, because the sounds they make can really ruin it.
Yeah. And I think that this is a video which sort of suffers from that problem. Like, you don't see the dude. The girl is beautiful. She has a wonderful body. Like, you don't see her eyes or anything, but she has a beautiful body.
It's a no-face girl. It's a thing going through porn. It's the latest, like, porn thing sweeping the nation is the no-face girl.
Right. Which, like, I can sort of get the allure of that, is you can sort of, like, pretend that the girl is whoever you want her to be.
Yep.
So that makes some sense to me. Me personally, the video, like, doesn't do much. Like,
I don't think we made it through the description, I think.
Oh, yeah. So the end of the description of this video is he just kind of, like, wakes her up with his dick and jackhammers her for a while, and she's just like, he's just like fucking going fast and like sort of grunting, and he finally like slows down a little bit, and then we just sort of cut to a shot of like he's like straddling her belly, and you just see like her arms and tits in the lower half of her face while she jerks him off,
and her little turned up nose.
And she jerks him off till he comes, just like big fucking jets of cum. And like, there's clearly no ruined orgasm.
It's supposed to be ruined orgasm.
And she just like sort of like picks the cum off of her chest with her fingers and puts it in her mouth until the end of the video.
It would have been hot if he wakes her up a little bit and then straddling and she's jerking him off. And he's like getting close, like that whole angle of her, like her, she's got like beautiful brunette hair. It's all splayed out on white sheets, and like she's got little titties, but she's got one arm across her, and she's like holding him up so they're a little bit perkier, and she's jerking him off with the one hand, and he's getting all excited. If it went through all that, and you can just see like her little, yeah, her nose is like turned up and her tongue's kind of out, and she's got like little tiny teeth that are kind of sticking out, and she's jerking. If it was that, and then she just like stopped, and like kind of rolled him off and like walked away, and you saw like her butt like leave the room,
mm-hmm.
in that like nice sheet, and they brought that music back. Horniness 9.
Interesting.
But this, I was upset that it didn't live up to the title.
Why would the ruined orgasm thing bring you up to horniness 9?
It's not that a ruined orgasm specifically bring you up to one. I love an indifferent girl. That's that's hot.
Okay.
Like, really into me. Unpredictable. I like unstable environments. So, really into me, like, jerking me off. Like, oh, baby, yeah, I want it all over my face. Just in the blink of an eye to, like, forgot what she was doing. Like, like, why am I in her room?
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Interesting.
But it's just also as promised. I clicked on it for Ruined Orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all fired up for it. It's like when we went to see...
Mega Shark. Whatever the fuck it's actually called.
The Meg. Right. You expect it's Jason Statham. Why didn't he fist fight a shark?
Yeah. Stupid.
What happened?
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
I also did not come to that movie.
That movie was clickbait. For this video, like, I wasn't married to the Ruined Orgasm concept. It is clickbaity in that way. The thing that just gets me is like the minutes and minutes of him just sort of jackhammering her pussy was so boring. So boring. Like, switch it up a little bit. Like, give her something to work with for this to be like hot for her too.
All right, I feel personally attacked. Let's move on to the next.
Excuse me.
Let's move on to the next video.
Okay. So, what is your horniness level now? Where are you at on the hornometer?
I mean, I've been staring at this like still of this sort of like beautiful girl for a while, mm-hmm. so it's been affected. It's higher than when I ended the video, I think. So, mm-hmm. 4.
Cool. So you successfully have gotten a little horny again.
A little bit.
I'd say I'm at like a 3.
Okay.
There was like lots of hot stuff in there. Like, I love that style of underwear, for example. Like, I think like girl is beautiful. Like,
clean
there's
sheets.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Clean sheets. I'm so hot for clean sheets.
And then her just, in my fantasy of this, she ruins the organ, she walks away, and that music comes back out. Do, 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 while her butt sways away.
Yep.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. So what's next?
Next is So Cruel, Ruined Speed Handjob by the Magic Muffin.
The Magic Muffin, it's magic time! Muffin. I'm so excited. Oh, I started the recording. Good for me. This is Harper the Fox. I'm looking for you to buy dirtyfolk.com. Don't buy dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Buy the book at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Jesus Christ. And if you've already paused the podcast and gone off to buy the book in a digital or paperback version or autographed version, man, I love you. I want to write a love letter to you. Fuck yeah, you're the best. If you haven't done it yet, I believe in you. Go do it. Oh. Yes! Wow.
Bravo.
All kinds of fun.
I am not a hoarder, but I am thoroughly entertained.
Awesome.
That was great. Let me tell you this. This is the roller coaster ride we just went on. I was thoroughly ready to trash this video. I was about to like skip ahead my review of it. My perception was gonna be, another just misleading title that doesn't deliver on the fun thing. And boy, was I wrong. This starts, it's dude's perspective looking down. His dick's already hard. The magic muffin, who I assume is this lady, it's another no face girl. But she looks like maybe a little bit old, a little mature cougar style heading that direction.
Not full on cougar though, like maybe mid to late 30s.
Yeah,
she's got a real pretty smile.
Something
like
in that department. Big like acrylic nails, sort of aqua nails. She puts a little oil on her hands. She pulls down. She's got a tank top. She pulls down the tank top to reveal some big fake ass titties. old school fake titties. Real, just absurd. And then she starts, and this is the thing, why I was going to trash the video, is she just starts like just gently like putting like some like oil on her hands and just like sort of stroking the dick and being like very nice to it and like rubbing the head. It looks pleasant. It looks like if it were legal to just go get like a hand job at a massage parlor, it looks like what you'd expect that service to be, you know, professional,
right.
Respectful, just a job, just something to do. Right, she's doing that. She's going through, and I'm like, I'm literally, it's going on. You know, the whole video is like 3 minutes long, and I'm just like watching, like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, until like a minute 45.
Yeah, like halfway through. And then all of a sudden, she just in this like thick, like I would guess like somewhat Eastern European accent just goes, ready? And then just fucking grip, iron grip, as fast as you can, jackhammer in that dick.
Yeah, like her arm is blurred out.
And just like out of the blue, and I just like, I put my hands up in the air like, yes!
Yup, in for it.
Oh, and then she, and then it's going like that, and then she gets the other hand on there without losing a fucking beat, and she gets both of her jackhammer that thing the whole time. And then I thought she let me down from the title, because it's supposed to be like so cruel, ruined orgasm, but she's just so pro and amazing at this. She stops
and he just like starts to moan a little bit,
and she stops just like that, stops, and he comes. It, but it just kind of like leaks out, and she comes, and she like laughs, like ha 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 ha, and then she just like grabs his dick, like from the base, and with her like big long acrylic nails, she just flicks him right in the frenulum. That's what it's called, right? That just that
the little connection at the head of the dick.
The head of the dick. She just flicks it.
Yup.
And I'm like, oh shit, watch it. And then she laughs, she waits a few seconds, and then she flicks it harder. And she's just kind of, you can just see like the bridge of her nose down, and she's just cracking up, loving it, like an evil little laugh. And then she just like waves her little fingers to the camera.
And says goodbye.
And says goodbye, and that's it.
Yeah. Totally delivered.
Well done. Well done. The magic muffin.
The magic muffin.
How many? Let's see. 580,000 views, almost 581, 84% like. Whoever downvoted that is ridiculous. She's got a lot of videos, though.
It seems like the speed hand job is her thing.
Yeah, she does a lot of these speed hand. And man, is it fast.
It's shocking.
It's really, she's got a talent. She likes doing it. Magic muffin. Man, lady.
All right.
Reach out to us if you're out there.
The magic muffin.
We want to hear from you, magic muffin.
All right. So horniness level. Did you say?
Not hornier.
Mm-hmm.
Three, four range. Still, it's not my thing. But
yeah.
God, did I appreciate that video?
Yeah, I would say similarly. Like 3-4. I'm so delighted to see like an entertaining video that delivers on what it promises. Like. Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
And like, dude had a pretty nice dick too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of yours, if yours had like that strong left curve. Yours is pretty straight.
I think of mine as very curvy.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Dude, you have not seen enough fucking cocks on the internet.
I told you, I used to, when I was a young man, I used to stick my dick in a toilet paper tube to try to straighten it out, because I was so insecure about how crooked it was.
You do not have like a substantial curve at all.
I guess it worked. I should start selling toilet paper tubes, just branded, paint them black.
Yep. Max Moosman's straighten out the dick tube.
I think I could do better than that on the name, but
I don't know if you could do better than that. Max Moosman, straighten out the dick tube.
This
there you
ad
go.
Here is Gumtree for sex, and I don't know what Gumtree is.
Kookaburra sits in the old Gumtree, fucking all the milfs that he can see.
That confuses me. All right, we have one more. She can make him come in 23 seconds with her speed hand job, and it's a 2-minute and 50-second video.
Let's do this shit. Hi there. It's me, Harper the Fox again. Why don't I put on my sexiest voice and say, ooh, oh, you make me so horny when you go by Dirty Folk. Don't buy the website. Buy the book. Fuck. I keep doing that. I'm such a dumb slut. Go buy the book at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Oh, I feel you clicking right there. Oh, yeah, click right there, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well. Okay, before we get into the description, let's say this. On a previous episode, there was a claim made in one of the videos we watched. It was about these ladies milking these men, treating them like bulls out in a field and milking these men. And there was a theory posited by one of them that the smaller the dick, the less semen.
Bullshit.
Myth busted. Because this video featured a relatively small dick. An absurd amount of cum.
Oh my God.
An absurd amount of cum.
Absolutely absurd.
And this is in their bedroom. It's flying everywhere.
Yeah. That, okay. Let's roll into the description here. So we see
Batgirl.
We've got a dude laying out on his bed. It's his perspective. He's holding the camera. And there is, again, it looks like sort of a milfy lady wearing a black mask that covers most of her face. She's got long, straight blonde hair. She's wearing like full-on Victoria's Secret pink loungewear.
Yeah, 40-ish?
Sure. I think 40 would make sense.
Yeah.
And she, it's this amazing combination.
She's wearing a large Zorro mask.
Large Zorro mask. Amazing combination of she's delivering this like, like baby talk, but also like throwing in the words premature ejaculator, like as a nickname, like, oh, you little premature ejaculator, you. And
she says premature ejaculators make her sick. She's just real mean.
Yeah, she is. This whole premise is she is like disgusted by dudes who come fast. She's disgusted by premature ejaculators. And this is like a personal challenge for her. She's got her stopwatch going and she vows that she'll make him come in less than 60 seconds. And then he starts going at the 23-second marker. She delivers. And yeah, he just shoots out these like ridiculous streams of cum, which like it just, I hate the idea of like errant cum going like all over their sheets and whatever.
It goes everywhere. It's got to be on the walls.
It's got to be on the walls. It's all over him.
Still, it's just flying everywhere.
Yep. It's going all over the place. And then in a moment of shocking production quality, because this video is like grainy, it's gritty. They do a cut to a slow-mo cum shot with audio montage.
With a title. It has a title. Slow-mo cum shot with audio montage.
Yeah. And it delivers. It's a slow-mo cum shot of all that jizz and just a few of the highlights of her dirty talk and like degrading him.
And jizz just everywhere.
She's vicious.
Slow motion everywhere. You know, it delivered. It delivered on everything it said it was going to deliver. I can't knock it at all in terms of like it was it. Then there's like some, and there's a lot of like cock humiliation in there too. So if that's your thing, you know, that was a surprise because it's not in the title at all that it's also
small cock humiliation.
Small cock humiliation. She shows that it's like about the size of her thumb and stuff, and you can also like hear like activity. Like they're clearly like just like up in a bedroom in a house
because
like you can kind of hear that there's like people in the house and stuff and. You know, it's very personal, very, very gritty. And then there is that if you're into just huge amounts of cum in slow motion, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. That's another one of those. There's so many of these porn experiences that like don't even feel sexual to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing. Like I understand I'm watching like a sex act, but like, It's so distant to me from something that would like turn me on or interest me that it's like
it seems sort of clinical. Is that
clinical's not? It's just like it's like watching like stupid YouTube videos. You're just like,
look how far I can shoot my jizz, bro.
Yeah, it's like, oh look, they just threw a fucking bowling ball off that bridge into the river and it bounced and then cracked.
Mm-hmm.
I just that was 5 minutes of my life,
right?
Like,
yeah, that's a good description of it, because I would say watching this video I was like kind of entertained. I wouldn't say it made me any hornier, and like the cum shot kind of grossed me out.
Yeah,
but like it absolutely delivered on what it promised. So
I'm less horny, but not because it was like a turnoff, just because like like, you know, if I was a little bit horny and then you were like, you know, I don't know, like, look at this pug fall down the stairs on YouTube, I'd be less horny because I just forget that I was horny in the first place.
Right.
Because I'm watching something else.
Yeah. Also, send us videos of pugs falling down the stairs. Poor little guy. Only if the pug ends up okay.
Okay. Pugs are never okay.
Their lives are pain.
Their lives are pain. That's it. We did it. That's another one.
We watch these videos so you don't have to.
Free slant wake in the books. Here comes the outro.
That was the Dirty Folk Podcast. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that a trip? I'm Harper the Fox, co-host of the Dirty Folk Podcast. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Bastard a Mushroom Trip today. I've stumbled my way through telling you how to buy it at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. One of the last things I'll point out today is in the first pages of the book, there is the most touching fucking thank you to me in the thanks section. I am honored to be the partner of Max Moosman. He is a brilliant soul and a really excellent creative force. So figure out why. Go read his book and fall in love with him a little bit yourself. And then I'll cut you. All right. Buy the book, dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Hello. I'm still Harper the Fox, and I still have one more thing to say to you. And that is to let you know that every week, along with our normal episode releases, Max Moosman and I create a special super duper content bonus episode, which you can buy. It is a great way to support the show. Most of these podcasts we release, you can get them for free. You can sit back, you can re-listen, you can enjoy. But if you want to go the extra step to being a real cool dude, you can go to dirtyfolk.com/listen. You can put in $6.69 or more, and you can get access to an instant, fucking instant gratification, downloadable bonus episode. I'm not going to tell you what's in it because it's a secret. It's a surprise secret, but you're going to love it. I know you will. And I know you're going to go buy it. dirtyfolk.com/listen. Bad.